I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sally Durwald is a former Western New Yorker living and working in Tampa. She's with us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. Sally, good morning. I'm wondering, did you think of leaving, or talk to us about your decision to stay? You must have nerves of steel.
No, well, where we are right now, I'm now at work in the building. I am at home. Our home, we moved about a year ago. Had we not moved, we would have been in a mandatory evacuation zone some 3 miles from the Gulf that has never seen flooding. Usually it's the A and B areas that flood when there's a storm surge. And those areas are right along the coast. Those are people that come out of their homes, you know, open their front door, and their homes are even with the water. Now, this storm surge will be much greater, but our new house, we're a little bit further inland. We're about 9 miles from the Gulf of Mexico, and we're not in an evacuation zone. Our zone is D. So every home, every area is assigned an evacuation zone based on your flooding potential and how far inland you are. So we are not in that evacuation zone. Our home, this home that we're in, and our old home, they're all built after 1992. The new home is very new. So it's built to those standards after Hurricane Andrew. So our home should be able to withstand 150 miles per hour hurricane force winds. The roof has to withstand up to 185 miles per hour. So we're pretty confident that we're in a good area. That we're not going to flood. The evacuation sites where they took people to the shelters are even a mile closer than we are from the Gulf. So we feel pretty good that we're in a pretty good spot.
Well, it's a lot of power that the home can withstand, but still with the water and everything else that a lot of people are worried about, I mean, have you seen neighbors taking the other way and getting out of there?
We have seen, so in our neighborhood, no one has left. There has mass evacuation, though. You know, even if we had decided to, you really should have left Sunday or Monday. Even when it got into Monday, it was almost too late to leave because you're going to get on I-75 or you're going to get on 19 and you're just going to be stuck. We've heard horror stories of people just sitting in traffic hours to go like 3 miles. And if you're not in a good area, the counties here prepare so differently and have such a plan in place, even though this area has never taken a direct hit. The last one was in 1921, and that was Tarpon Springs, which is still far from Tampa. There will be storm surge in the city for sure. St. Pete will see the storm surge. So we did see and do know a lot of people who evacuated elsewhere. But the rule here is you don't go hundreds of miles away. You just go to higher ground. A lot of people opted to go much higher away. And I think we saw, we reported on when Ian hit, a lot of people went to Orlando. Well, that's central. And the storm went that way. And the remnants went that way. So you have people that probably didn't see any flooding at their homes here. But when they went to Orlando to ride out the storm, the hotels they were in, they all flooded because the remnants went that way. So the remnants can be worse than the initial storm itself. And I think we saw that in North Carolina, unfortunately, with Helene.
Right, right. Well, Sally, how did you prepare for this? I mean, kind of like you would for a blizzard?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And we've had that training. You know, how many blizzards have we been through? You know, I lived my whole life in Lancaster, Buffalo area, and all those blizzards are great preparation. With the hurricane, though, we get so much advanced warning. It's almost a fatigue by the time the hurricane arrives. And I know it with Helene, you know, we warn people, get out, get out, get out. And a lot of people didn't. They stayed on those barrier islands. And unfortunately, we had 12 people who lost their lives because they stayed. in their homes, but again, the Barrier Islands. But getting back to preparing, you know, we have a generator. Our home, the way it was built, automatically came with hurricane shutters, so we put those up. Like I said, the windows should be able to withstand hurricane impact. But, you know, to be safe, we have plenty of food. We actually had friends who are snowbirds who live in, when they come down here, they're in the Bradenton area, and that we were concerned about them taking more of a brunt of a storm. It looks like that's going to happen. So we told them to come up to us. They're here with us now. So they just arrived on Monday from Buffalo. They could not get a flight back out. Even looking at Orlando or anywhere else, they couldn't get a flight anywhere. So they're here with us. Plenty of food, plenty of water. We'll fill the tub up just in case they shut down the sewer system or, you know, we can't, we don't have any water, but, and we have the generator if we lose power. So I think we'll be okay. And yesterday was beautiful, so we had all day to prepare. It was sunny. It just started to rain this morning. So we're getting those outer bands right now.
You said, you know, all the blizzards and snowstorms were a great preparation still. I mean, I sit here and I look at everything a hurricane can bring, and I just say, no way. You know, it's so different. And the snowstorm, you know,
it's relative.
I guess it's relative. The worst, you know, in the snowstorm, at the end of the day, everything is generally more or less still there. In a hurricane, you can't really say the same thing.
Right. And I think, but that's the homes that, those are your homes that are the mobile homes. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people that will either snowbird in a mobile home, and some of those mobile homes are absolutely beautiful, and but they can't withstand it. They're not built to withstand it. And those, if it takes a direct hit in those areas, they'll be gone. We saw that in Fort Myers. But all the homes that are permanent homes, who are built to those Hurricane Andrew standards, that's the law, that's the building code, they stay, they're fine. Now, just the flooding, because if you flood, you will, you know, have to do your drywall all over. You know, we're cinder blocks, so that's easier to maintain. But like I said, it's all relative. I would not want to have gone through what you guys went through, what, two Christmases ago with that storm. That was terrible. And I think your winds were higher than what we will experience this time around here where we are.
Yeah. Well, do you still have family here, Sally?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All my boys are there. All my relatives are there. Lots of former coworkers. Lots of friends and family. All in Buffalo.
Well, I hope they're listening.
Who've been calling?
Yeah, I bet. I'm sure. Well, listen, thank you and all the best to you. Hopefully everything works out well. It sounds like you're going to have hurricane party with your friends that are staying with you. So
so no party. We'll be watching things closely. You know, with it coming through at 2 o'clock in the morning, we were kind of hoping it would come through during the day. But 2 o'clock in the morning makes it a little bit more, I think, a little scarier. But fingers crossed, we should be fine. Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Well, hey, best of luck. Sally Derwald, a former Western New Yorker living in the Tampa area.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.